This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is defending himself against allegations published by The Atlantic that he allegedly mocked American war dead as losers and suckers. Speaking at the White House, Trump said the allegations are false.
When a second-rate magazine can write things like that about somebody that's done so much for the military, can write things like that and get away with it, where you actually ask questions on it, it's a disgrace.
Joe Biden, the Democratic presidential nominee whose son Beau served in Iraq, said that the president owes military families an apology.
The president should humbly apologize to every Gold Star mother and father and every Blue Star family that he's denigrated and insulted.
The allegations, sourced anonymously, describe multiple offensive comments by the president toward fallen U.S. service members, including calling World War I dead at an American military cemetery in France, losers and suckers in 2018. The president has called the report fake news. The UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency says Iran continues to increase its stockpile of enriched uranium in violation of limitations set in the landmark 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. The International Atomic Energy Agency reported Friday in a confidential document distributed to member countries and seen by the Associated Press that Iran has stockpiled 2,105 kilograms of low-enriched uranium. That's up from just under 1,600 kilograms last reported on May 20th. Iran signed the nuclear deal in 2015 with the United States, Germany, France, Britain, China, and Russia. President Donald Trump has withdrawn the United States from that agreement. This is VOA News. Health experts at the University of Washington have given a grim virus prediction for the rest of the year in the United States. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation is forecasting worsening COVID-19 outbreaks in the Northern Hemisphere and predicting another 1.9 million deaths if governments don't take drastic action. The Institute's Dr. Christopher Murray worries about virus fatigue, reducing social distancing and the wearing of masks, along with the desire to boost the economy. He says most of the world's population lives in the Northern Hemisphere, where respiratory illnesses generally peak in the winter months. The Institute's model predicts this wave will peak in the United States in early December at about 2,900 deaths per day, and globally in mid-December, with 30,000 daily fatalities. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The World Health Organization's Director General on Friday warned against vaccine nationalism amid attempts around the world to develop an effective vaccine against the coronavirus. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus also said that when a vaccine is developed, it must be a priority to vaccinate key workers in all countries.
We want all people everywhere to have access to vaccines. But initially, when supply is limited, priority must be given to vaccinating essential workers and those most at risk.
Tedros also made it clear the WHO would not recommend any COVID-19 vaccine before it is proved safe and effective. U.S. job growth slowed further in August as financial assistance from the government ran out, but the nation's jobless rate plunged to 8.4% last month. Reuters' Conway G. Gittens has details.
The drop in the unemployment rate was largely due to those returning to work who had been furloughed or temporarily laid off. The economy added more than 1.7 million jobs last month. The retail sector hired back the most employees, with that sector being one of the few to add more jobs than it did the month before. The rehiring came at the tail end of government payroll assistance programs that have since expired or will expire soon, leaving doubt as to how many more jobs can be restored without further aid. Layoff and furlough announcements have been piling up across the economy this week, from Ford to Coca-Cola to the airlines to manufacturing companies, with another round of government assistance nowhere in sight. Talks have stalled in Congress as Republicans and Democrats have been unable to agree on the need and the size of another stimulus package.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittens. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.